I'm KYW's Dave Uram. He is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. And this is reflection after a 33-16 Eagles loss to the Buccaneers in Tampa. Merrill, after you've had some time to reflect on this game, what is your frustration level about this loss?
Dave, I was very optimistic with the Eagles going into this game, and I was basing it on two things. Number one, the way that the Eagles performed last week against the Saints. And number two, the trouble that Tampa Bay had last week in losing to Denver, giving up 7 sacks. I went basically by the way both teams were playing most recently, but that certainly was not the case. The Eagles gave up 24 unanswered points at the beginning of that game. They were down 24-0. And from there on in, it was just a play here and a play there, but they never really threatened to come all the way back.
Why do you think they lost this game?
It's really multiple reasons. Number one, not to make excuses, but you have to realize that they are a different team when they're without A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Lane Johnson. You're talking about 3 of the best players in the NFL on that offense. They're using different wide receivers. The one guy who was there and became the go-to guy was Dallas Goedert, but that just wasn't enough. And again, Jalen Hurts did fumble the ball at an inopportune time. He was hit right before the arm came forward, and he lost the ball. But it was just a bad game. And then the defense never had any answer to the quick, short passing game of the Bucs. Baker Mayfield came out at the beginning of the game and just picked them apart.
I hate to ask this question. Were they ready to play?
They didn't appear to be. Not when you come out and you are that flat on both sides of the ball. That doesn't mean that they didn't work hard, that the coaches didn't do everything in their power to have them ready to play. But when they came out, they were ineffective on both sides of the ball.
How concerned are you with this team after this loss?
You know what? When I look at the National Football League right now, there are surprises every single week. Teams are up one day, and the next week they're down. I will say this. This is a great time for the Eagles to have a bye. I thought early when I looked at the schedule that it's a disadvantage to have a bye this early. You'd like to have it in late November or early December, but this is a team with a lot of guys who have injuries. Now, in 2 weeks, I'm almost certain that you're going to have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Lane Johnson back. I think this is a team that needs to heal, and this is a team that needs to go back to square one and prepare to play the Cleveland Browns in 2 weeks. That's a good thing because they're playing against a team that they really should beat.
I agree with you on that, and I'll close with this. I know you're a huge supporter of him, and rightfully so. He's been very good throughout his career, but you know this, Merrill. There's going to be a lot of talk in the coming 2 weeks about Jalen Hurts and his play. How concerned are you about Jalen?
I still believe in Jalen Hurts. I think he's a fine quarterback. I think he's made some mistakes so far this season. Certainly this was not one of his better games. But again, perhaps if he was throwing the ball to Mike Evans and to Chris Godwin, they would have had a different outcome.
Merrill, always appreciate your time. Got a couple of weeks before their next game, but a lot to talk about over those 2 weeks. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.